You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
President Biden will mark the first anniversary of last January's violent uprising on Capitol Hill later today. But plans for former President Donald Trump to hold a press conference have been scrapped. The insurrection by the former president's violent supporters resulted in five deaths, including one Capitol Hill police officer. LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
1 year later, and it still doesn't get any easier to view the images of the more than three-hour rampage by Donald Trump's conspiracy theory-believing supporters on the Capitol grounds. Nor does it get any easier to articulate what some of them were actually doing there, hunting for Mike Pence, threatening to hang him after Donald Trump falsely told them his own vice president had the power that chilly day to overturn Joe Biden's election victory.
All Vice President Pence has to do is send it back to the states to recertify, and we become president, and you are the happiest people.
That assertion was flatly untrue. So it turned out was the president's promise to march alongside his supporters as they headed to Capitol Hill. Instead, he turned round and hightailed it back to the White House, where he watched the violent chaos unfold on television.
You can see Vice President Pence and his family quickly move down the stairs.
Democrat Stacey Plaskett, one of the House of Representatives impeachment managers, speaking last February during the former president's Senate trial.
The mob was looking for Vice President Pence because of his patriotism, because the vice president had refused to do what the president demanded and overturn the election results.
The crowd was also trying to find Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. At least one rioter claimed he planned to shoot her through the head live on television. She was also scuttled to safety, even as a protester ransacked her office and took selfies sitting in her chair. He faces 7 years in jail if he's convicted at his upcoming trial. Scores of others are already in prison, including one man serving a five-year sentence for smashing a police officer in the head with a fire extinguisher.
Do you believe that the department would be better able to defend against the type of threat that we saw a year ago today?
Yes, absolutely.
On Capitol Hill, Democrats used the eve of the riot's first anniversary to question Thomas Manger, the chief of the Capitol Hill police force. Officials say they know of no threat to mark the anniversary with violence, but Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar wanted to be sure the force is ready to deal with any problems it may encounter.
And no more locked buses where they're looking at the equipment and they can't get it.
That would not happen again.
Okay.
1 year on, that is just the tip of the investigative iceberg. Public hearings are beginning after months of closed-door testimony revealed the scale of the efforts 1 year ago to persuade President Trump to call off the rioting mob. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a Republican who voted to impeach the former president, detailed some of the latest evidence in a Sunday appearance on ABC News.
We know as he was sitting there in the dining room next to the Oval Office, members of his staff were pleading with him to go on television to tell people to stop. Any man who would not do so is clearly unfit for future office.
And she hinted may be subject to an eventual criminal referral by the House of Representatives. The risk of criminal exposure may be one reason why the former president cancelled his press conference at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump says he'll instead address last January's events when he holds a rally later this month in Arizona. President Biden, in his remarks, is expected to call the riot a shameful moment in American history. But the moment isn't entirely over, with a poll this week showing that more than one-third of American voters and more than 70% of Republicans do not believe the president's election victory was legitimate. Simon Marks, LBC News, Washington.